This is John Daly, and you're listening to the Daily News Minute on killradio.org. August 1st, 2007. Sunnis quit Iraqi government. On Wednesday, six ministers from Iraq's Sunni bloc have resigned from the Shia-led government. Rafael al-Hisawa, a member of parliament, said today, "The National Accordance Front announces its withdrawal from the government, and the deputy prime minister and the ministers will submit their resignation today." Florida voting machines are still broken. A recent study by Florida State University has found that those trusty Diebold voting machines are still able to be hacked into. Mark Radke, a Diebold spokesperson, said the company is attempting to fix everything in the wake of the FSU's findings. "There will be no risk whatsoever to voters. These are not major enhancements." Cheney will not close Guantanamo. In an interview with CNN's Larry King last night, Vice President Dick Cheney said he would not close Guantanamo because it's too important. Cheney stated, "I think you need to have some place to hold those individuals who have been captured during the global war on terror." Gonzales impeachment on the table. Representative Inslee, Democrat, Washington, held a press conference today on a resolution for the impeachment of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Representative Inslee said, "Impeachment is a very serious subject, which should only be used with great deliberation, and it should only be used in the last resort when a basic fundamental tenet of American democracy is at risk. And unfortunately, that is the case now." This has been John Daly reporting for the Daily News Minute on killradio.org.